For 25 years now, the Marian Anderson String Quartet has been bringing a unique brand of African-American history and spirit to stages across the country. And this Sunday, the Texas-based group will premiere a never-before-heard arrangement of Lift Every Voice right here where the song was birthed.
Lift Every Voice and Sing was, you know, written there and performed there for the first time.
Nicole Cherry is the quartet's second violinist, and she's referring to Jacksonville, where natives James Weldon Johnson and J. Rosamond Johnson composed the iconic spiritual in 1900. The quartet will be performing the song as part of its Continuing the Legacy concert at St. Paul's by the Sea Episcopal Church. Deidre Lawrence is violist and co-founder of the quartet. She says the time and place of the concert could not be better matched.
We're talking about the fact that this is a historical town and a historical performance of a historical piece. And I will start by saying I think it's fitting because this is a historical quartet.
The quartet is the first Black classical ensemble in history to win international recognition. That happened in 1991 when they won the International Cleveland Quartet Competition. This year, the group began its Continuing the Legacy project, which celebrates the contributions of its legendary namesake, Cherry says.
It's a tribute to Marian Anderson and the reinvention of the African-American spiritual.
The quartet first took on the name of the Black Contralto in 1992, after playing for Anderson herself. Jacksonville native and Texas A&M history professor Philip Smith has been following and working with the group for about 5 years now.
Well, I'm going to fly out to be there, and I'm looking forward to this.
This is the quartet's first performance in Smith's native Jacksonville. He says in light of the recent racial tensions over the Michael Dunn trial, it couldn't have come at a more fitting time.
A very, very timely performance because of things that have been going on in Jacksonville this last year and the trial and so forth.
Earlier this month, a jury deadlocked in convicting Dunn, who is white, in the shooting death of 17-year-old Jordan Davis, who is Black. The quartet's co-founder, Lawrence, says in times of turmoil, music has always contained the power to uplift and heal.
And our response to this tragedy is always the same and always connected to the lyrics of the song itself. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the roaring sea. When in doubt, we gather as a community, and it's always, always connected to the beauty of sound.
The concert takes place Sunday at 4 p.m. at St. Paul's by the Sea Church in Jacksonville Beach. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.